Every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025 edition. The U.S. Department of Justice has waded into Enbridge's energy fight with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, agreeing with the Canadian oil company that Michigan is trying to override federal authority on interstate pipeline regulations. In its September 12th filing, the Department of Justice argued the Pipeline Safety Act preempts Governor Gretchen Whitmer's notice to the company to revoke and terminate Enbridge's easement to operate Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac. Michigan's efforts, of course, not us, necessarily the people of Michigan, but this governor's efforts. Well, the Department of Justice argued that they're trying to sidestep the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, which is to enforce uniform safety standards for hazardous liquid pipeline facilities. Doing so would create an unworkable patchwork of state standards for interstate pipelines. U.S. District Judge Robert J. Yunker is scheduled to hear arguments on the motions to stay and for a summary judgment to be held on November 12th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In 2018, and see, this is something I've talked about many, many times. I covered this story intensely back in 2018. Then, Republican Governor Rick Snyder entered an agreement with Enbridge to build a tunnel under the straits to house a new segment of Line 5. But Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel, both Democrats who campaigned in 2018 on the promise to shut down Line 5, filed separate lawsuits in 2020 to do just that. Well, Enbridge filed its own lawsuit in federal court against Whitmer and M. Scott Bowen, director of the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Well, that took place November 13th of 2020. Well, ultimately, Whitmer dropped her lawsuit. However, about a year later, in support of Nessel's state action, Enbridge tried to move the case to federal court. But it was eventually returned to Ingham County Circuit Court. That was reported back on June 17th of 2024. Well, during all this legal maneuvering in 2021, the Canadian government invoked the 1977 Transit Treaty, which prohibits certain authorities in both the U.S. and Canada from, quote, taking actions that would impede the transmission of hydrocarbons through a covered pipeline. Negotiations are ongoing, according to the court filings, but meanwhile, Nessel's state lawsuit awaits a circuit judge's decision, and Enbridge has an appeal right now pending before the United States Supreme Court. In June, Nessel told MERS at the Mackinac Policy Conference that Enbridge has been pretty successful in waiting her out of office. You think? This woman ran on getting elected to be the Attorney General, primarily along with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that they were going to both fight for the shutdown of Line 5. However, here's the problem. Former Republican governor, before Whitmer took over, had created a commission, bipartisan commission, of people to examine the best way to get these products basically to the refineries. Propane, as well as the liquid petroleum products that gets refined and turned into gasoline and diesel fuel. Well, after over a year worth of studying the issue, the commission provided their findings report to then Governor Rick Snyder and suggested a tunnel bored through the bedrock of the Straits of Mackinac was absolutely the best solution. They looked at moving the product by truck, semis, tankers. Well, it was determined that 2,512 semi-trucks every single day would have to be crossing over the Mackinac Bridge down to the refineries in Sarnia, Ontario. Trucks then take the product back into Michigan and provides gasoline and diesel basically along the I-69 and 127 corridor. Well, the bottom line, the case has been from Dana Nessel stalled out. Enbridge has done a great job of basically fighting and delaying the process here in local courts. Now, here is an interesting little twist to this story. Michigan Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the tribal nations and environmental advocates' lawsuits challenging state regulators' approval of the Line 5 tunnel permits. The opponents claim that the Michigan Public Service Commission failed to fully consider all environmental impacts when it approved Enbridge's energy permit back in 2023, just 2 years ago. In one order, the court wants to hear arguments on whether the legislature required the Michigan Public Service Commission to comply with common law public trust doctrine. And if not, whether that doctrine nonetheless requires compliance. That doctrine says that the state holds certain natural resources, like the Great Lakes, submerged lands, in trust for the benefit of the public. And it mandates that the state has an obligation to protect those resources from private developments. The court will also consider whether the Michigan Public Service Commission improperly excluded evidence about the history as well as the risk of oil spills along the entire pipeline. Enbridge wants to build a 3.6-mile tunnel that would house a segment of Line 5's pipeline. Well, one of the environmental nonprofits based out of Traverse City for the Love of Water recently rebranded as the Flow Water Advocates initiated the legal challenge, arguing that the Michigan Public Service Commission failed to uphold its public trust obligations in order to protect Michigan's waters. FWA legal director Carrie Lesueur called the court's decision an incredibly important step forward in protecting the Great Lakes. We believe that the public trust doctrine is a fundamental principle of Michigan law that must be considered in any decisions that affect our natural resources. We're finished by saying we are eager to argue this case and ensure that our state's waters are protected for generations to come. You know, if they are so concerned about a potential break of this pipeline that right now is simply resting on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac, anchor strikes, terrorist attacks, whatever, why have they taken all this time to fight this in court, knowing probably full well they're going to lose? This is a treaty that was entered into back in 1977 between Canada and the United States at the federal level. I'm not an attorney, but I got to believe that a federal treaty is going to end up ultimately in the end taking legal precedent. And if that ends up being the case, they've wasted basically 7 years when this tunnel could have already been built. Additional resources being ran through this tunnel up into the UP. These Great Lakes Energy, these co-ops, Cloverland, Cherryland, PIENG, along with high-speed fiber optic internet, could all be housed in this tunnel, expanding the services and competition to the UP, which they currently don't have, lowering prices for folks, providing better services, better customer service. Obviously, Dana Nessel and Governor Gretchen Whitmer don't care to provide those to the UP. Hence, the continuing fighting ongoing legal battles. November 12th is going to be huge. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number two. This is being sponsored, supported by our buddy Eric Frisky, the guys over there at Royal Tire in Petoskey. I highly recommend that you get in there right now. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And there's two types of tires I would like you to take a look at. The two Michelin that you just heard in the commercial, the Crosstrek 2, as well as, and this is the one I currently have on the Yukon, absolutely love it. I also have a set of these on the factory original wheels for Miss Vicky's Jeep Grand Cherokee, is the Defender, Michelin Defender LTX 2. They've come up with a new model of it. You can see it there at Royal Tire in Petoskey, downtown, real close there to Jet's Pizza. Love these tires. These are all-season tires. You can use them in the summer. You can use them in the winter. They are fantastic on snow and ice. Now, they also have Cooper tires. I got a set of these for her Jeep with some custom wheels this summer, but they're also all-season Cooper Endeavor Plus. Go down to Royal Tire. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You want to see the Michelin Defender LTX 2s as well as the Cooper Endeavor Plus. Go and talk to Eric and the guys about your vehicle. I don't know what vehicle you drive, whether it's a pickup or a car or a small SUV. But go see them. Tell them I sent you. Now, they have some finance options available. If you don't have the cash right now, I highly recommend that you get this done now. Don't wait until November. When it starts getting cold out and everybody's going to be there and you're going to be waiting in line, don't do it. Because these are all-season tires, you can get them on your vehicles right now. You'll be prepared for winter, snow and ice, great traction, great steerability, and braking. Now, of course, I always talk about being a former truck driver. Don't touch your brakes in the winter. That's right. Do not use your brakes. Downshift. Even if you have an automatic transmission, you can still manually downshift. That keeps the tires, the wheels moving, keeps traction on the road, gives you steering capabilities, but it'll slow you down much better than hitting the brakes. Well, the tires are part of it. Not just your transmission downshifting, but the tires keeping the grip on the road gives your steerability and does not cause you to hydroplane or slide. Use the transmission, but the tires are a major component. So go see Royal Tire. Eric and the boys over there, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You want to see the Michelin Defender LTX2s, Crosstrek, Michelin tires, as well as the Cooper Endeavor Plus. Love these tires. Unbelievably quiet. And traction like you would not believe. So highly recommend it. Go see them right there on the curve in Petoskey, just north of the hospital, not far from Jet's Pizza, right there on the main drag. So go see them and tell them I sent you. One last comment. I got a text message from a listener. So Randy, just for a point of clarification, you totally support the tunnel. Absolutely. 100%. I wish the heck that this governor and this attorney general had not ever been elected. If we had gotten the right governor and the right attorney general back in the 2018 election, that tunnel would be built already. The threat to the Straits of Mackinac would be gone. And these people that are fighting what I believe is going to be inevitable, that it will be approved by the courts, well, you just delayed us getting this tunnel. The economic boom that it would do to the folks up there in the UP, the jobs it would provide. I'm so frustrated over this whole thing, and these stories keep coming. Now we've got the Michigan Supreme Court weighing in. We have one court here in the state of Michigan. We got federal courts. We've got lawsuits. I mean, this whole thing has been a complete waste of time, extreme cost to both Enbridge and our government resources. The amount of money that Dana Nessel has had to expend fighting Enbridge in court, she could have been doing our consumer price fixing complaints. Remember, I asked you guys to do that? Go and file those complaints online. None of us have heard back from Dana Nessel's office. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996.